something humans have been doing for so long. It's, you know, we started with a compass, we started with the sun, we started with looking up at the skies and looking at the things around us. We have loads of sensors on board to keep track of where we are, and luckily Earth's gravity keeps us in a really good position and very predictable. We are falling all the time. In fact, there very much is gravity up here. We're falling the entire time, but we're going so fast that we just keep missing the Earth. Imagine if you were on the ground and you shot a bullet or threw a ball really fast. It eventually falls, but what if you threw it so fast it just kept matching the curvature of the Earth? That's what we're doing, just really high. Over. We do about 2.5 hours of exercise a day. In fact, I did a really fast shower in order to come get you guys because I just finished doing 2.5 hours of workout. We have a machine that's built up really high resistance levels to help us keep our bones looking nice, and I just got done riding a bicycle for 30 minutes. Over. Well, the vacuum of space is very cold, and so the heat on the outside of the space station is dependent on the sun. So when we're facing the sun, it can be very hot on the outside, and it can get very cold very quickly. On the inside, it's really nice. It's just nice, same as your house at home. We're just hanging out, very comfortable creatures on the inside. Over. Highly interesting. It'd be amazing. Imagine getting to fly all the time. Everywhere you go, I was a little kid, as an adult, I always have these dreams of flying, and now it's a reality for me every single day. It's absolutely amazing. Over. Oh, man, that's a tough question. There's so many favorite parts about the space station. I like playing practical jokes on my crewmates. It's one of my favorite parts because there's really cool jokes you can play in zero-G. I also love showing people the space station and showing people the future of humanity. Over. I mean, remember, the faster you go, the harder it is to stop. And so, you know, when I first got up here after a couple, 10 days or so, I started getting really confident in moving around, and I started getting a little too fast, a little overconfident, and started running into things. So you don't want to go too fast, because remember, you got to stop. Over. Washing your hands is something I love. We're restricted in how many wipes we can use, and we don't have running water, so really you can squirt some water on a washcloth if you need to, or just wipe your hands with baby wipes. Over. Astronomical phenomena is a pretty broad category, but I'll tell you, one of my favorite things to do after dinner every night is to go down to the cupola and look at the aurora. Right now we've got a lot of solar activity going on, and when you look south near Antarctica, the green aurora is just so impressive. You can see some longer sensor shots to capture it. Well, you can see it. One is going south to see the aurora is beautiful. That's really awesome. Another thing I really like is Africa, because Africa this time of year, for some reason, is just having these amazing lightning storms and thunderstorms, and just seeing the lightning from above, and you get about 10 minutes to go across Africa, and for 10 minutes you just get this beautiful lightning storm, and it's really cool to hang out with friends in the cupola and see the lightning. It's huge. But it's also, the inside is roughly the interior volume of a 5-bedroom house. Over. Our food is pre-made and pre-cooked. It's in vacuum sealed bags typically. There's a wide variety of food, and each night we just take it out of the containers and warm it up and eat it. It's really nice. Over. We don't get to vote while we are up here, just timing-wise, but in the past, our crewmates, they've set up a system for our crewmates to be able to vote from space. Also, many of our states in the United States have remote voting options, so we can, in fact, vote from space. Over. Spacesuits are super heavy, but remember, we're weightless, so we need... It's really fun to move massive things around on space stations. So they're maybe 300, 400, 500 pounds. worth of a spacesuit for the ones going outside. The ones we wear in our space capsule are